The Half Moon Market is a two-day indie craft marketplace. We're bringing 33 artists from around the region who make handmade goods, and we're gonna have some food and a beer menu from Brew.
Adelia, you're the chief organizer. What gave you
Yes.
this idea? Who had this idea? How did it all get rolling?
We sort of came up with the idea together. I'm a maker. It's what I do full time, and I travel around to do a lot of different markets. But we thought that Albany really deserved its own craft market. So we just decided that we would try to bring it to a beautiful historic place in the middle of the city and sort of give something to the people in Albany to get excited about.
This is an independent, what you call independent craft fair. What does that mean, Carolyn?
Independent meaning, these are people who are making these goods by hand. It's sort of a response to mass production. So these are individuals who make sort of replacements for everyday items that you could buy elsewhere.
Nadelia, how did you get people to sign up for this? How did you organize all of this? How did you get it all these people together in one place at one time?
I reached out to a lot of people, a lot of makers that I've just met in the past couple of years through doing these markets in other cities. So that was the original way that we got people together. And then we did open up applications.
And Adelia, what kind of crafts will we be seeing there?
There's going to be a lot of different things. There's a bunch of different home goods, jewelry, clothing, bags, natural apothecary products, leather goods, art, that kind of thing.
And Carolyn, once this is over, what do you hope the lasting impact is? Once people have packed up their goods and the customers have all gone home, what do you think the lasting impact might be?
What we really hope for, our goal with the market is to inspire increased usage of these beautiful public spaces in the city of Albany, but also to celebrate Albany and a lot of the creatives that live in this area.
And Adelia, you mentioned early on some food and drink will be there as well. What's on the menu?
Yes, we have a few great local food vendors. On Saturday night, we're going to have a craft beer menu by Brew, and then we have some baked treats by Croissant Bakery. And then on Sunday, we'll have
Oh, and the empanada llama.
an empanada llama, yes, Peruvian food. Sunday, we're having the food truck from Slide and Dirty in Troy, and then we also have ice cream from Emac and Bolio's.
And bake for you in stacks.
Bake for you, yep. And then we have Stacks Espresso for people in the morning.
Carolyn, tell us a little bit about the Fort Orange General Store. What's that all about?
That is a small shop that I own with my friend Katie, and we're next to the Spectrum Movie Theater in New World Bistro. We sell home goods, accessories, cards, and gifts, and we've been around for about a year and a half, going strong, and we're also supporting the market.
Adelia, you are the artist behind Owl Kill Studio. What's that?
Yes, I have a line of handmade jewelry and accessories. I use a lot of dead stock, vintage, and salvaged materials. I'm just a small studio operating out of Albany.
You're makers, you're designers, you're craftspeople, but don't you also have to be marketers? And what about the marketing, not just this weekend, but year round? Carolyn, what's that all involve?
We've been doing a ton of work marketing this event. We're very grateful to be here on WAMC. That's a big piece of it. But we've been doing quite a bit of promotion online, using a lot of social media. Adelia's our master behind our Instagram account, which has really helped us gain a following. And we've also been utilizing mailing lists, Metroland, and the local blogs like All Over Albany, Keep Albany Boring, and WEXT as well.
And Adelia, how do you market? What's not just the upcoming event, but on a daily basis?
On a daily basis, it's a lot of, like Caroline said, social media, Instagram, and Facebook. I have a newsletter, so I'm always collecting email addresses to send people out newsletters occasionally.
And Carolyn, tell us when this will be happening and exactly where in the park will this be happening this weekend?
This is a two-day event, so we are starting on Saturday night from 6 to 9, so Saturday, October 24th, 6 to 9 p.m., and Sunday, the 25th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Washington Park Lakehouse.
And more information available where?
At thehalfmoonmarket.com.
And Half Moon, how'd you come up with that name?
That is the name for Henry Hudson's historic ship when he sailed to Albany in the 1600s.
Was he a craft maker?
Oh, you know, I bet he was pretty handy.